You've done a number of productions over the years, and yeah. I know how much you love music in general, but I'd be pretty right in saying this is probably one of the more enjoyable ones because it's the sort of stuff you grew up with.
Look, we did this show 10 years ago, and this is our anniversary celebration. I love the 60s. I was growing up in that era, and this show is just full of 60s numbers, 29 of them, over a two-hour period, in the Club of Go-Go, which is now located in Ulverston.
Yeah, that was a big club in London, I think, back in the swinging 60s, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. We all remember the great shots of the Cavern and with the Beatles and the Rolling Stones.
Yep.
And their music permeates through A Slice of Saturday Night.
Okay, I'm tipping that people of my vintage, this is a show where they will know every song.
Well, it's interesting. They will spot every song, but whether they know it is another matter.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. That's
okay.
The challenge.
All right. Now, it's done at Pier 01. It's the first time I think you've taken this sort of a show on the road, so to speak, or out of a theatre environment. It's more theatre restaurant than a full theatre production, this one, isn't it?
Yeah, lovely theatre restaurant style, Martin. Everyone who comes really encouraged to dress up in the 60s if they like that. And when you enter what was Pier 01, which is now the Club of Go-Go officially, you'll enter the Club of Go-Go itself. It's beautifully decked out. And you'll get your complimentary drink and those nibbles and 60s food, 60s posters, and then a group of seven or eight characters are going to come out and entertain you with a fantastic band called, surprisingly, the Go-Go's.
Oh, right. didn't see that one coming. you mentioned drink, nibblies and supper, so the admission is $40, and that includes,
yep.
It covers your drink, nibbles and supper. And 60s food, I'm just intrigued about what that is. I think the only sort of stuff I ate growing up in those days was fairy bread.
Oh, well, I think...
a little bit better than that.
That's why you barracked for Geelong, Martin.
Oh, come on, Sid. You had to bring footy into it, didn't you?
That's the surprise, and that's the challenge of the 60s food.
Okay.
And you'll love the authentic costumes of the characters as well. So it's just all 60s, and she's a go-go.
Yeah, sounds fantastic. Now, it starts tonight. You've got a fairly...
No, starts Friday night.
Friday night, I beg your pardon, tomorrow night. Okay, so eight or nine performances in all?
Only eight performances, and most of them have sold out except for the Thursday performances of next week, which would make it the 20th,
yep.
And the 27th. And your book online, which is a new type of practice for the Devonport Choral Society, on devonporttickets.com.au.
Yep, I've already been on there to have a look at next Thursday night, so hopefully I'll see you then. It says door sales will be cash only, but you're probably not going to have any door sales the way that the bookings have been going.
Well, again, there's a phone number on the bookings sheet, and people can try that to if they are struggling to get online or struggling to get a seat.
Yep.
But it looks like it's going to go pretty quickly, so we really encourage people, particularly the Thursday night. I love Thursday night shows. Midweek,
yep.
And people are ready for the weekend.
That's it. There'll be a nice cruisy Friday after that. Oh, you normally swim on Thursday nights, but I'm going to change it for next week so I can come along. It's going to be an awesome production, Sid. And
thank you.
As you say, people can, there will be cash door sales, but if you want to risk it, if you don't, book online at devonporttickets.com.au. That's it. Yeah, good on you, Sid. Thanks for your time this afternoon. I'll see you there. Congratulations on the show, and I'm sure it's going to be a huge success. And let's keep
footy
out of this.
Much.